Thank you. composed in 1953 by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi during his time as a professor of music at Florida State University, the American Rhapsody, as played by the English Symphonia, conducted by John Farrar on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us this 4th of July afternoon, still to come. The second violin concerto of composer Benjamin Goddard, the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, with that performance in a few short minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverettks.com. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Highs in the mid-80s and tonight a low in the lower 60s. Here's some chamber music by Antonin Dvorak, a mazurka, sort of Polish waltz, played by violinist Jan Zhao with pianist Edmund Battersby, here on KPR. Thank you. Mazurka in E minor, music by Antonin Dvorak, played by violinist Kyun Zhao, and pianist Edmund Battersby on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up Saturday morning on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Hacks, also country singer Tanya Tucker, tells us about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, Saturday morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, on all KPR 1 stations. News from NPR coming up at the top of the hour right now. Kirk Trevor, here to conduct the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, and violinist Chloe Hanslip, and the music is a concerto by French composer Benjamin Goddard, whose reputation is mostly built on the success of one of his operas known as Jocelyn, but we'll hear his second violin concerto next on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Violin Concerto No. 2 by composer Benjamin Goddard, played by the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Kirk Trevor with violinist Chloe Henslip, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about time for news from NPR. An update of headlines followed by the next hour of classical music, where for your 4th of July afternoon, an hour of all-American composers, such as an American Symphony, the fourth composed by David Diamond, music by William Grant Still, and we'll enjoy the ballet suite Billy the Kid. Seattle Symphony Orchestra has that performance for us in just a little while. Thanks for being with us here on this 4th of July afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms, a likelihood for this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s. 60% chance of showers tonight with a low of 62. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Don't forget to join us tonight for Classics Live at 7, a fun hour that includes two violas and duets by Stamets, Bridge, Bartok, and LeClaire. Classics Live tonight from 7 to 8 here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday afternoon.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Doahli Saikautel. President Biden this morning talked to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the latest response by Hamas to a proposed ceasefire deal that would include the release of all hostages. The two agreed on their national security teams meeting in 2 weeks' time to try and secure a peace deal plan. The president is now busy planning a festive fourth at the White House. Meanwhile, NPR's Tamara Keith reports on talks that continue behind the scene over whether Biden might step aside in the presidential race.
What last week was contained to whispers and group chats is now spilling out in the open. Some say Biden needs to get out now so the party can settle on a more vigorous nominee in time for the convention. Some say that that is way too dangerous a gamble. Biden has beaten Trump once before, and Democratic Party chaos would only help the former president. Some think Biden is fine and he has what it takes and all this speculation and worry needs to stop so everyone can get to work on winning.
NPR's Tamara Keith. In Milwaukee, a federal judge says he's considering a protest group's request to march closer to the main building of the Republican National Convention later this month. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM reports.
The coalition to march on the RNC took the city of Milwaukee and U.S. Secret Service to court Wednesday. At issue, the government's plan to keep a July 15th march that could draw thousands of people several blocks from the GOP convention. Coalition attorney Tim Muth of the ACLU says the march should be within sight and sound of the convention hall.
The coalition isn't called the coalition to march at the same time as the RNC. It's the coalition to march on the RNC, and they have that right to do that.
Milwaukee officials say the alternative route they're offering would be close to an area for the news media. Judge Brett Ludwig says he'll try to issue a ruling within a few days. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Electric car maker Tesla has apparently made a breakthrough in the China market. More from NPR's John Ruich.
A Chinese media outlet called The Paper says the provincial government of Jiangsu near Shanghai will allow Model Ys to be purchased as service cars. That means they can be used by Communist Party, government, and public organizations. The paper says it's the first time the authorities at any level in China have made Teslas eligible for government purchases. The decision, which was announced in June, follows a visit to China by Elon Musk just 2 months prior. Musk met Premier Li Qiang on that trip. Teslas have been banned from entering certain government and military compounds in China, the fear being that the cameras and sensors on the cars could be used to spy. But recently, Beijing seems to be warming to the EV maker, which has a huge factory in Shanghai. John Ruich, NPR News, Beijing.
And you are listening to NPR News from New York City.
Support for NPR comes from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, with the American Salute by Morton Gould, here on KPR. Good to be with you once again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on this 4th of July afternoon. In this hour, we've got All-American composers for you. Coming up later, we'll be with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra for a ballet suite by Aaron Copland that sits alongside his Appalachian Spring as one of his most popular works and comprised of cowboy and American folk songs. We've got Billy the Kid coming up in just a little bit, along with Music for Winds by William Grant Still. Up next, the New York Philharmonic and conductor Leonard Bernstein with an American symphony from David Diamond of the 1940s. It was once described as a 20th century Bruckner. What we'll listen to is what he called his smallest large symphony. It's his fourth symphony, and the New York Philharmonic has the performance next on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
composed in 1945, Symphony No. 4 by David Diamond. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra with music by Aaron Copland, and perhaps after Appalachian Spring is most famous ballet suite, Billy the Kid. That's in just a few minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. And the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting ERA in the Heartland, Ratification and Reconsideration, a student-designed exhibit about the Equal Rights Amendment now open to the public. Details at doleinstitute.org. American music continues next with the Sierra Winds and music from the Dean of African American Composers, William Grant Still. His Folk Suite No. 2 for Winds, next for you on KPR. Suite number 2 by William Grant Still, and a recording of the Sierra Winds, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 20 minutes until the top of the hour, and our next update of news headlines from NPR, from the University of Kansas. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could be with us here on this 4th of July afternoon. Celebrate the 4th tonight during classical music with Destiny. After Classics Live, she'll be with you from 8 to 9 with an hour of patriotic favorites and some listener requests, including a gem from the old Henry Morgan show. Classical music with Destiny, your host tonight, from 8 to 9 here on KPR. We move on now to the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and music written by Aaron Copland in 1938. After the Appalachian Spring Ballet Suite, this is probably his second most famous ballet suite, one in which incorporates several cowboy tunes and American folk songs, and it's known as Billy the Kid, and not so much a glorification of a notorious outlaw, but more of a musical description of the Wild West in general. Here's the music with the Seattle Symphony on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
from 1938. The ballet suite Billy the Kid from Aaron Copland. Gerard Schwartz led the Seattle Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for the news from NPR. Classical music continues in the next hour with another wonderful American symphony, the first contemporary composer Peter Boyer. We'll have that along with the music of Glazunov, Bedrich Smetana, and others here on KPR. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, 60% chance of showers and storms. Cloudy skies, a low of 62. It should be sunny by Friday with temperatures in the low 80s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Listen to Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can always tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. 1 minute past 2 p.m., time for the news from NPR.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautau. Israel is dispatching a delegation to hold negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza and a release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussed the ceasefire talks in a call with President Biden this morning, and NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
The president's call with Netanyahu on Independence Day points to the urgency of the ceasefire negotiations and the possibility of a breakthrough. Ceasefire talks had been stalled for weeks, but Hamas on Wednesday submitted a revised list of demands for a ceasefire with Israel. Hamas is now willing to agree to a more gradual Israeli troop withdrawal from parts of Gaza, along with a gradual exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners. But Hamas wants written guarantees the talks will eventually reach a full ceasefire. That's according to two senior Egyptian officials close to the talks, who spoke on condition of anonymity to divulge some details. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
With heat alerts across the country, more public housing residents may be able to get relief. The Biden administration is now allowing local housing agencies to pay for tenants' air conditioning bills. NPR's Jennifer London reports.
Most public housing was built before central AC, and decades-old rules have meant the Federal Housing Agency could subsidize only heating but not cooling. Daniel Carpenter Gold with the Public Health Law Center welcomes the new change but says it falls short. It's an option, not a mandate, he says, and residents must ask for the help.
They might not get the notice in the first place, but this is a thing, and the residents might not apply in time when the heat strikes.
People in public housing are disproportionately vulnerable to heat illness, but even some who have AC units may not use them in order to save money. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Beryl is churning toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and the Gulf Coast of the U.S. The Associated Press is reporting that at least 9 people have been killed. Beryl is now a Category 2 storm after taking aim at Jamaica and the Eastern Caribbean. But as NPR's Kristen Wright reports, it's still a major storm.
Hurricane Beryl's strong winds and relentless rain are still dangerous and destructive. The storm is pounding the Cayman Islands with as much as a half a foot of rain possible before the day is over. Beryl is moving toward the Yucatan Peninsula, where people are evacuating and heading to shelters. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says South Texas should also prepare.
Close to northeastern Mexico or deep South Texas Sunday into Monday, so we could see, very well see impacts there. If we were going to have the timing for those impacts, we would be looking at the most likely time of arrival of sustained tropical storm force winds Sunday during the day.
More dangerous storm surge and flooding are likely. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
It's NPR News. You are listening to NPR from New York.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. the Scottish National Orchestra, and music from Alexander Glazunov's setting of the seasons, Spring, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues here in the 2 p.m. hour, and before 3 o'clock rolls around, we have another beautiful American symphony, a recent one completed in 2013 by a great contemporary American composer, Peter Boyer, and his first symphony. We'll hear Boyer himself lead the London Philharmonic Orchestra. That'll be in just a bit here on KPR. We continue on with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by Andre Previn, to hear some music considered patriotic if you're from Czechoslovakia, from Bedřich Smetana, from the symphonic cycle Mavlas, a tone poem from the late 19th century that most will recognize, extolling the beauty of the rivers of the Czech countryside. We'll hear The Moldau, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Moldau by Bedřich Smetana from the late 19th century and the symphonic cycle Mavlast. Andrei Previn and the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra today on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July so far. Still to come, the London Philharmonic Orchestra with an American symphony, Peter Boyer's first from 2013. Still to come here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home. Located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at GreenLadyLounge.com. Well, before we get to the London Philharmonic and Peter Boyer's First Symphony, here's a little Hungarian chamber music from the cellist David Popper, a Rhapsody in D, played by cellist Mary Fujiwara and Elaine Plains at the keyboard, next on KPR.
Thank you.
Hungarian Rhapsody in D by the Hungarian cellist and composer David Popper, played by Mary Fujiwara, our cellist, and at piano Elaine Plains on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock, of course, All Things Considered from NPR News. We'll get the latest day's news, and then later tonight, there's more music for your 4th of July. Classics Live features a program of double viola music with duets by Stamets, Bridge, Bartok, and LeClaire. Then from 8 to 9, your host is Destiny, with an evening of 4th of July music, patriotic favorites, and some listener requests, including a gem from the old Henry Morgan show. Classical music continues from 7 to 9 this evening here on Kansas Public Radio. Here on KPR, you hear more than sound bites. You hear civil conversation about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you'll use to stay informed in our changing world. We can only do that through membership support. You're an essential ingredient in the rich blend of news, entertainment, and connection that is KPR. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org to support news that matters. Thank you for your support of Kansas Public Radio. An American Symphony next from composer Peter Boyer, who hails from Providence, Rhode Island, and whose music has been recorded and performed by just about every major American symphony and others. And what we'll listen to is a powerful symphony that was completed back in 2013, his first. And in this recording, Boyer himself leads the London Philharmonic. Next on Kansas Public Radio.